Andre Segovia Show.
Welcome to the program, everyone. I'm Andres, the Honest Broker. Good to have you along for the ride. In this episode, we're going to put real estate on the back burner. You heard me talk about the mind game on the show before, but now I want to talk to you about looking after yourself as well. So for the program today, I brought on a friend that I asked if she could share her story because it's inspirational as well as a lesson that can be applied for many people. She's one of the most driven people I've ever met, one of the sweetest, kindest, caring people. She was very devoted to her studies and then eventually her work as she pursued her career, but also was a cautionary tale in what happens when she let the career take over her life and how she came back out of it. So I asked her if she was willing to share her story on the program, and she agreed. So what follows is my conversation with my friend, Gisela Arata. Welcome to the program. How are you?
Thank you, Andres, for having me. It's an honor to be here, my longtime friend.
Yes, it's been too long. I mentioned this already. It's been too long. It shouldn't go that long. But like I said, last time you saw me was 80 pounds ago, adjusted for inflation, a little 30 more.
Congratulations. Thanks. You look amazing.
Thank you. Get your perspective on what I call the mind game, because in life everything's a mind game. You wake up, you struggle to get out of bed. Oh, somehow the bed feels warmer and more comfortable when you don't want to get up.
Mm-hmm. It
feels colder even though it's 80 degrees.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to get out of these blankets. You don't want to get out. So it begins from there, but sometimes life throws curveballs at us. And I believe you have a very powerful story that people can relate to, and that it'll help inspire them in their careers. Because in my program, I previously talked about the mind game and how we can overcome it. That's me telling a story. Mm-hmm. I don't want people just to hear it from me. And that's why you're here. And a quick background for those that don't know, my friend Gisela and I, we go all the way back to our days in California State University, Fullerton.
Go Titans.
Right on. So we graduated in 2007, and our careers took us on very different journeys, but we kept in touch over the years, and we remained friends ever since. But believe it or not, that would be 13 and a half years ago.
13 and a half years ago. That's fly.
I know, that's crazy. So if I recall correctly, mm-hmm. you were a double major.
I was, yes. Okay. I was a transfer student. I started as a communication major and decided to go into public relations. And then 2 years before graduation, actually my junior year into college, I felt like something else was missing. Mm. I was craving more knowledge. I was feeling that I needed to tune in my skills in business. Mm-hmm. So I said, hey, why not? Why not add in another major? So that's when I took on my business administration with the focus in marketing. And I remember thinking back then, what if I combine the two of them, right? What if I combine PR and marketing and into the world when I graduate? So that was my goal back in college, and that's what I did. Now, life took me a whole completely different route.
Which we're going to get to, for sure, yes.
But yeah, I was a double major at Cal Fullerton, and I enjoyed it very, very much.
Someone here, in the time that I did one major, she did two. So that's how dedicated she was to her goals, her career. And you ended up being picked up by Nestle, right?
I did. It was my dream company back then. My last year in college, I took on all these marketing classes, and I fell in love with marketing. And I decided to work. My goal was gonna be to work for the largest food and beverage company in the world, and that was Nestle, and that was my goal. And I graduated, and I interviewed with them about like 5 months after I graduated. Mm. And I started my career with them in their sales department, not in marketing. Mm. And that's why I began my career. And I learned so much with that company. I devoted so much of my time. I call it my second university. It was a place where I was working with people who had like 15, 20, 25 years of experience over me. So I was learning for all these different routes, absorbing all this information. During that time, I did very well. I was a rep at one point. Then I got to work as a business analyst. then as an account manager, managing different accounts. But with that, a lot of traveling got involved. Lots of traveling, which as a young, when I was in my 20s, it was fun and exciting, right? You get to travel different markets in the U.S., you get to meet people, you get to work with different accounts. I remember I 1 week they sent us to New York to work in the hustle and bustle of the city, so all this exciting stuff happening. And I was growing my career and I was enjoying it. But at the same token, something was happening with my health that I wasn't aware of, because I was focusing a lot on my career, because I've always been a career-driven girl, always been a goal-oriented person, you know?
Yes.
I always had a timeline, you know, by a certain age I need to accomplish this, by a certain time I need to be in this stage in my life. And although my time at that company was amazing, I had a lot of stress, stress that I put onto myself. I put a lot of pressure on myself, you know, to always want to be the best and to be a perfectionist. And I spent almost about 5 years there. And I remember I made a very hard decision. I think it's, until this day, it's one of my hardest decisions I made in my career. Mm-hmm. I decided to resign from the company because I thought that I wanted to go back to school and get an MBA and go into the whole marketing aspect of the business, right? And become a brand manager. And for that, like most companies, most of the CPG companies, which are the consumer packaged goods company, they want you to have an MBA.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So I left my dream company to focus on school, but life happens. Not that life happens, but sometimes fate or life has a different story for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and during that time that I was studying for my MBA, I started noticing things happening with my health that I wasn't noticing before.
Yeah,
because I was just so focused on my career, I was just so focused on school.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I left the company with 55 pounds being overweight.
Mm-hmm.
I had no energy, I had no motivation, and although in my mind, what I thought that I wanted was to go back to school and get an MBA, I couldn't understand why I wasn't motivated enough to do it. I put a stop and realized, you know what, there's something going on with my health that doctors are not giving me the answers. I kept going to doctors after doctors, and they were telling me, it's all in your head, there's nothing wrong with you, just eat better and exercise. But I knew in my gut, I knew that there was something else.
Mm.
Okay, I knew my body. And a little backup. I remember what was my turning point, what was my deciding factor was, I joined this boot camp at the beach, 6-week boot camp, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The hardest boot camp ever, because you're doing it in the sand.
Yes, that's true.
I remember, like, he had us do all these stairs, to all these, like, different 50 stairs to go up and down, and I was working out with people who were, like, double, triple my age. I was huffing and puffing the whole way. Well, to make the long story short, after those 6 weeks, I didn't even lose half a pound. Not even a half a pound. You cannot imagine how frustrated, like,
I
was. So then that's when I realized, you know what, there's something going on. So I did a lot of research and I found my functional nutritionist. And she was a light in my life at that point. And I call her my angel because of her. Is how I turned my whole life around.
Mm-hmm.
She diagnosed me with hypothyroidism and Hashimoto's. Hashimoto's is an autoimmune condition where your body starts attacking your thyroid because your thyroid is not producing enough thyroid hormones.
Mm-hmm.
So, and once I started working with her, I got introduced to this holistic way of living, and natural health and wellness, and started merging myself and acquiring all this knowledge in what I call health and wellness, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so I decided, you know what, I'm gonna put a hold on my career and focus on my healing, focus on myself, on trying to get back on track with my health, lose the extra pound, and see where that takes me. And so along the way, along this journey, I realizing, like, while I was losing the weight and focusing on my health, I was also changing, you know, my passions were changing, my goals were changing, and I realized, wait a second, like, I don't want to be on the timeline anymore. I don't want to put all the pressure on me anymore. I don't want to go back to school and get an MBA. That's not what I want. My life after I left Nestle and I started focusing on my health has been that. I live for her to inspire people. Like, I found joy and happiness by focusing on your health, what matters most to you, right?
Yeah. We're talking to Gisela here on the Andres Segovia Show. I've noticed that, particularly as of late, I don't want to pin on a timeline, but I feel like almost a year, you've been preaching more about positive thinking. Do you do that for work, or is more how you live your life now?
It's how I live my life and how I feel that people should live their lives as well. Because I think, why is positivity or why is being positive important in our lives? Because the only power we have in our life is our attitude. And the way we choose to look at things, regardless of our circumstances. Our attitude is the only thing we have control over. You could have a person, two people, having the same circumstance. But person A decides to whine, complain all day long, to look at the negative side of it. And then person B has a completely different approach. You know, are we going to be defined by our circumstances, or are we going to overcome it? When you were earlier talking about goals, all of us have it in us to achieve whatever we want in our life. Like, each of us are born with a gift that we come here to share to the world. And our mission is to find out what our gifts are. Mm. Our dreams have chosen us for a reason.
You've been able to inspire others. Mm-hmm. Without getting into the details of it, it's like certain moments that you've gone through recently. It's your attitude and perspective to the approach of that event in your life. I've seen the reaction of the public, mm-hmm. taken to how you've reacted to that, and how in some cases it's inspired them, mm-hmm. To move on, whether it's love, loss, or regret. Mm-hmm. So have you noticed that you've had that influence on others?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I have noticed certain influences on Instagram. Uh-huh. I don't know how you drink some of those drinks.
Oh, you're talking about the celery juice?
Yes.
Get on it, Andres. I think that's a whole different topic, but it has amazing benefits for our bodies. Yeah. And mine.
And yours. But yes. And that's, I guess that's where it's coming down to, that where your journey has come. Now, for those of you listening to the program, we're talking about literally what happens when you don't look after number one in your life, that being you. One of my favorite quotes, mm-hmm. is from a movie called The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. There's a moment when one of the characters tries to go get a band of his old friends to get together to go get Clint Eastwood's character. Mm-hmm. And when he's going to go get them, he says to them, "If you must work for a living, why do you kill yourself working?" Mm-hmm. That to me is like, holy smokes, that was me.
Yeah.
Because I would work 16, 18-hour days, mm-hmm. let go of care for my health. It's not that I was eating bad, but I was eating wrong.
Yeah.
Two times a day, yeah. Wrong time. Mm-hmm. No actual physical movement at the time because of just how much my desk needed me there. And managing different companies and all the extra ailments that came after that. Because I had ailments before that. Mm-hmm. It just added more onto that, including the fear of diabetes. I'm like, why can I not feel my toe? You know, that usually is a sign. And with the major change in me, thank God I don't have any of those issues. Most of all those issues, including my back pain, mm-hmm. that says, you know what, you're going to need back surgery for? The pain is gone.
It's amazing.
To live pain-free, I got to tell you, it's incredible.
And you'll be surprised how many stories I've encountered where people live with chronic illness and chronic pain. And it can be fixed.
Yeah, I didn't think mine could be fixed. Like, yeah, you know, surgery, but I don't want to be on OxyContin because they say I'm going to need it to kill the pain after the surgery. What do you mean I get kill the pain after the surgery? I thought the surgery was to correct the pain.
And besides food, it's our mind too. Our mind, it's a very powerful tool. What you feed your mind, the conversation that you have with yourself, is very important. Like, your thoughts, a lot of people think, oh, those thoughts don't go anywhere. No, those thoughts are manifesting somewhere. So it's so important what we feed our minds daily. When you wake up in the morning, like, are you waking up in a bad mood? What is your first thought in the morning? That can dictate your entire day. And that goes to health and wellness and healing. Besides eating, besides exercising, what are you telling your body? Are you telling your body, are you sick? Are you healthy?
So we've been talking to Gisella here regarding positive thinking and most of all also remembering number one. We all have goals, whether we've found them or not. The thing is not to lose sight of what's important. Whether you're on your path or you're searching for that path or you're trailblazing. Some of us are trailblazers. Mm-hmm. Always remember that it's mostly on you.
Question the power is always within us. Yeah. And we hold the keys.
Yeah, and that's, mm-hmm. and that's kind of like the question I wanted to close out with you and ask you. What drives you? What motivates you most of all?
There's so much negativity out there. That why add in more? You know, if I can add a light to someone's life, I can make a difference. I'm not trying to make a difference 100,000 people, like at least one person. Mm-hmm. If one person got the message, if one person got the click, if one person said, oh, then that makes me happy.
Yeah. It reminds me of a quote, very powerful movie too, based on a true story. Mm-hmm. Schindler's List, at the very end, the surviving Jews of the Holocaust, mm-hmm. they take whatever gold they have remaining, some of them like dental teeth or whatever, mm-hmm. that's made out of gold, and they melt it and form a ring, and they give it to Oscar Schindler, and they engrave something on it in Hebrew, and it says, he who saves one life saves the world entire. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing, you know. It's a very powerful quote, and it resonates with me, and that's the only movie I know has made my father cry. Schindler's List.
Yeah,
Schindler's
my mom can't watch it.
It's tough. Mm-hmm. It is tough, but the fact is that it's just wow. It's like right there. It's in your face. Something that happened. But in the face of all that, mm-hmm. and like you said, bringing some light when there's so much negativity. That's exactly what I've been mentioning too, and on my program previous mm-hmm. episodes. Like mm-hmm. that's why I didn't bring politics into my show. I left that in the previous generation of the show. Yes, I encourage you to continue doing that. And for those that are interested in finding out where they can follow you on Instagram, can they? Or where they could see
of
your positive messages, yeah. and as I mentioned, your ridiculous recipes. This will be included in the show notes, but where can they follow you on Instagram?
Anyone can find me on positively_Gigi on Instagram. And you know, I wanna finish with something.
Sure. We got a moment here. Go ahead.
There's a quote. There's a saying that says, "Your vibe attracts your tribe." Mm-hmm. You know, and one thing that I know is that I am responsible for the energy I put out to the world. Everyone is responsible for the energy they put out to the world. If you want a positive life, if you want healthy relationships, if you want a purpose-driven job, then you need to change your outlook and you will attract those things. If you're constantly negative, if you're constantly whining, if you're gonna become a victim of your circumstances, then you're gonna attract that into your life. Mm-hmm. It's all in us. We have the power to choose. We have the power to decide what outlook we're going to give our lives to. We hold the keys.
Mm-hmm. Those are words of wisdom. Thank you for that. And thank you so much for being on the program today.
Thank you, Andres. It's been a blast. I appreciate you. I care for you as a friend. And thank you for having me here.
And there you have it, everyone. Don't lose sight of yourself in pursuit of your goals. Always remember to take care of yourself and those you love. And that does it for this edition of the Andres Segovia Show. Remember to like, share, and subscribe wherever you might be listening to the program so you can be in the know. If you want a question featured on the program, you can reach me on Facebook and Instagram, same handle, @TheAndresSegovia, on Twitter, @_AndresSegovia. And of course, email @Andres@SegoviaRES.com. Thank you so much for listening to the program, and I'll see you on the next one.